A South Asian radio station in Surrey was hit by gunfire overnight, and the newly formed BC Task Force on Extortion is taking the lead on investigating the shooting. Surrey Police Service were called out at about 11 a.m. on Tuesday, September 30th to the Newton area business, in the 13,000 block of 76th Avenue. Swift Radio 1200 AM confirmed on X that shots were fired at the main entrance of the radio station overnight on Monday. Ginny Sims, a former Surrey MLA who's now a morning talk show host on Swift Radio, took to X to speak out about the shooting. "Today is a holiday, and we did not have any planned programming, but our hosts are here today because last night our station was shot at, and we are going to be discussing what is happening in our community and why we as a community have to raise our voices and make this stop," she said in a video statement. Surrey Police Service Chief Const. Norm Lipinski was just a guest on Swift Radio, speaking to Sims about the extortion incidents in Surrey and the recent declaration by the federal government naming the Lawrence Bishnoi gang in India as a terrorist entity. "I certainly appreciate that the community is on edge. I feel for the community, I feel for these victims," he said during that conversation. Lipinski said police are moving the investigations forward, and shared his message to the community to report any extortion attempts and to never pay those making demands. The shooting at the business occurred just a day after that conversation. Arriving on scene at the radio station this morning, Tuesday, officers confirmed that damage to an exterior door had been caused by gunshots, SPS Staff Sergeant Lindsay Hoden reported in a press release. No injuries were reported. "Officers remain on scene and will be examining the area for physical and digital evidence," Houghton said. Speaking to media at the scene on Tuesday afternoon, Houghton said there have been 48 extortion cases in Surrey so far this year as of September 22, including 29 involving shots fired. "This one certainly adds one, and you know, there may be more once we get the stats," Houghton told reporters at the scene, in video tweeted by Omni reporter Sarbraj Singh Kalone. "It's certainly disturbing for not just police but the community in general. They put not just the community and business owners but staff at risk," Houghton said. "We've seen shots fired at businesses where there have been staff inside. And, you know, thankfully, so far, we've had no one injured." But Houghton warned it's only a matter of time before someone gets injured, or worse. The Provincial Extortion Task Force is taking over the lead on the investigation. The RCMP-led Provincial Police Task Force has been set up, solely dedicated, to tackling the extortion crisis plaguing South Asian businesses in Surrey and elsewhere in BC, Public Safety Minister Nina Krieger said at an announcement in Surrey September 17. Krieger described the move as a comprehensive and coordinated approach, involving 40 police officers from throughout BC, including 10 from Lower Mainland RCMP detachments, 12 from the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, 2 from the Surrey Police Service, 2 from the Abbotsford Police, 1 from the Delta Police, 1 from the Canadian Border Services Agency, 1 from the Metro Vancouver Transit Police, and support staff. The SPS now has 15 members, including police officers and civilian staff, assigned to the task force. Last week, the Abbotsford Police Department also announced it was setting up a task force in response to extortion-related crimes in that community. Houghton said these incidents are happening in communities around the region, including a shooting just a few days ago in Maple Ridge. Houghton said all the jurisdictions are working together and have dedicated significant resources to the issue. "We will make arrests, and we will hold people accountable for these incidents," he said. Houghton said some of the current 48 cases in Surrey will be turned over to the extortion task force, particularly those that could involve multiple jurisdictions. "Because some of these incidents have spanned multiple cities and jurisdictions like Abbotsford, Maple Ridge, Langley, Surrey, Burnaby and other places, the task force will take those over," he said. Anyone with information about the Swift radio shooting, or anyone who may have been in the area of 13,000 block of 76th Avenue between 8 p.m. Monday, September 29th and 6 a.m. on Tuesday, September 30th and witnessed the shots fired or suspicious activity is asked to report it. Those with information can contact the SPS non-emergency line at 604-599-0502 and quote file number 2585681, SP. The Surrey Extortion Tip Line at 236-485-5149, or contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or www.solvecrime.ca. Swift Radio describes itself as a long-standing advocate for culturally representative media that operates with a clear mission to inform, empower, and connect South Asian audiences through content that reflects their values, languages, and lived experiences. It delivers programming in a variety of South Asian languages including Punjabi, Hindi, and Urdu. Conservative MLAs took to social media Tuesday to speak out about the shooting. Mandeep Dhaliwal, MLA for Surrey North, posted on X, "I'm deeply saddened and outraged that shots were fired today at Swift 1200 AM in Surrey. No one should ever fear for their safety while serving their community, and my thoughts are with everyone at the station. Thank you to law enforcement for attending the scene immediately. This is yet another NDP failure on public safety. Stronger action and real accountability are long overdue." Langley Abbotsford MLA Harman Bangu, on X, tweeted, "Grateful for the quick police response. But if this was an attack for covering the truth, it is insane that extortionists feel they can roam around shooting up radio stations. Criminals are emboldened because of David Eby and the NDP's inaction." Surrey South MLA Brent Chapman also posted on X about the shooting, "Shocked to hear about the shooting at Surrey's newly opened Swift 1200 AM radio station. This is unacceptable. Thankfully, no one was inside at the time. Our thoughts are with the staff and community as police investigate." Surrey Cloverdale MLA Eleanor Sturco, who's now sitting as an independent after being ousted from the Conservative caucus, also took to X, "I am happy that nobody was injured in today's shooting at Swift Radio. Surrey is experiencing a significant rise in shootings year to date with well over 50 confirmed incidents. The NDP has been unsuccessful in stemming the rise in violence so far," Sturco said.